We now approach hour 51.
I'll use my real name.
There is one stubborn DJ that just wouldn't get out of the way and allow this broadcast to continue without him. 4 seconds to the 51-hour mark. We have hit the 51-hour mark. That DJ is Jonesy! The Glenn Jones radio program. This is the hour we've been waiting for, is it not?
Sir, you, sir.
Yo!
Could I implore you to scream, please? Jonesy!
Ah!
The Glenn Jones radio program featuring X-Ray Burns, the IBJ. IBJ! 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 IBJ!
Right?
There you go. Welcome to our world.
Welcome to our nightmare.
I'm home. Lost my job. And in Curitiba. You think this is easy?
I am what I say.
David Bowie, DJ. Jonesy here. The Glenn Jones radio program. We'll be interviewing Mr. X-Ray Burns several times, or a few times, during the course of the next 3 hours. Q&A with the radio personality X-Ray Burns in the next few hours. The rally has begun. You're welcome to join us here. Eyewitness News is called back and confirmed. They'll be here, so you get your mug on TV, maybe. And we are now going to hear Elton John, The Bitch Is Back. Jonesy, in hour 50 of the marathon, we're going for the world record here today. And we have actually a special guest who just phoned in. And we will go to the phones, if you bear with me a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line with me, one of my all-time radio idols.
Hey, wait a minute. I was listening to that record.
Mr. Dan Ingram is with us here.
Oh, is he? Good. Let me know. I want to talk to him. I have some complaints.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do.
Glenn, what are you doing?
I am in hour 50. I've been on the air for 50 hours and 8 minutes, and I'm going for the world record. I'm doing one of those old-time radio stunts that they used to do in radio.
Well, you know the world's record. You know who owns it, don't you?
Who owns the world's record?
Jack Spector. He's still broadcasting, and no one told him he died. So he's it's about 6 years now. You got a long time to go.
We were talking about Jack Spector. A couple of us. We were trying to remember. There was a DJ who died on the air. What did Spector die on the air?
Yes, he did in the studio.
Wow,
that's the truth. He was right there at the cough switch. As a matter of fact, he made what they call the big cough.
Right. I have a. You know, I mean, it's funny. It's easy to joke about such things, but I've always said, all my life, I've always said I want to die on the air because it's the place that I'm the most happy.
I do that at least a couple times every show I do.
Not the shows that I've heard, Dan. I absolutely love you, Dan Ingram.
Well, listen, if that's true, drink about 2 liters of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
It'll wash out of your system, and you'll be normal again.
I can flush it out?
Yeah, you can. Of course, you spend a lot of time reading the papers sitting on the giant, but I know, you know, Maybe you don't read papers. Most disc jockeys I know don't. They read scripts, and that's about it.
Really? I thought that disc jockeys love the newspapers because you have to stay up on current events.
No, they love the newspapers because occasionally they see their name in them, you know.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Arrested for this, whatever.
And on rare occasion, I have seen my name in it, and I've seen my name numerous times over the past week or so. And I think maybe that's why I'm doing this, Dan.
Well, you're going on for the record. What is the total record? I don't know offhand.
The record for DJing, which means you actually have to operate your own board and start and stop each record.
Oh, that leaves me out because I don't operate my own board. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, that's because you are a member of the elite. You have made it in the business, and more than that, most everyone emulates you.
No, it's because I blackmailed CBS FM. Anyway, the record is
73 hours and 32 minutes.
Well, you're almost there.
I am almost there. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow morning at 10:33.
Well, that's good. You can do that, I'm sure. Just don't let the what happens is you start to hallucinate. We did this once in St. Louis with late Bob Dayton, who was at the time using the name Rockin' Robin Scott.
Uh-huh.
And he was on for, I think, about 50 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
And he started seeing naked ladies.
Are you sure he just started seeing them?
Yeah, he actually thought they were in the studio. He was starting to hallucinate, and he said, "Wait a minute, I'm going to lie down with this girl." And bingo, he was gone. That was the end. He had, I think, upped the record by about an hour or so, but that was it.
So he did break the record.
Well, there was some dispute over it because someone else was running the turntables for him.
I see.
We had union engineers in St. Louis, and excuse me. the record was disputed because he didn't run his own board.
But he set out to do it, and he did it.
Yeah, he did the hours anyway.
That's the important thing, right?
I was there with him, drinking a lot of coffee and running to the bathroom a lot.
Were you? You were running to the bathroom a lot. Was he?
Oh yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I heard he put on. You know, I think the longest record around that time was something like "Stay" by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, which, as you know, is only a minute and a half long.
Mm-hmm.
He put that on and run like mad.
So he was literally running to the bathroom.
Literally. Oh, yeah, sure.
One of the rules that I have to face, one of the rules they have, is that I'm not allowed to leave the studio at all to use the bathroom or anything.
That could be a problem.
Except for every 8 hours. I'm allowed out every 8 hours.
I don't think I could do that.
I don't think I can do it either. But
you'd be coming out my ears.
Well, fortunately.
Hey, look.
Yes.
Carry on. Just remember one thing, you can do it, and you will do it, and eat some food. That's the important part. You have to eat.
Yes, I've been nibbling.
Well, little tiny nibbly meals, and you know, every 2 or 3 hours, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. You'll be on the air yourself in 42 minutes, correct?
Yeah,
like
it's actually 46 minutes, 40, unless 46 your clock
minutes.
Is off.
Right. Yeah,
don't tell me you're in a station where the clock is off.
No,
it can't be if you're setting a record.
My calculations are off, actually.
Oh, well, that's likely.
Yeah.
Mean, you got a bunch of folks there, I'm sure, doing all kinds of nice things for you. Just don't let them talk on the radio.
I actually don't let them talk on the radio.
You're going to have guests. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we have guests on the radio. We're allowed to do interviews, formal interviews, but we're not allowed to chit-chat with people in the room or have somebody in control. I have to be in control at all times.
Well, you sound like you're in control, and I wish you all the luck in the world, and hope to see your name in Guinness Record Book.
You will. You will, I assure you that. And I'll be listening to you at 1 o'clock. I've got a little transistor with me, so I wouldn't miss any of my favorite radio shows. I really do.
Oh, you'll be okay, really. We'll need 2 liters of water, remember. Okay, Glenn.
I will. Thanks
Good
very
luck
much.
To you.
The great one, Dan Ingram. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now that's radio. The great Dan Ingram. Makes me happy. And it's calls like that that will carry me through. We will speak to Joe Franklin momentarily. And broadcast legend Joe Franklin will be checking in as well. And here, now, we have from The Who. Pinball Wizard.
tennis.
Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deck don't like it.
Sure plays a mean pinball.
He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Leaving all the bumpers, always plays clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That deaf dumb and blind kid
sure plays a mean pinball. Pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a surprise.
How do you think he does?
I don't know.
What makes him so good? Ain't got no distractions, can't hear no buzzes and bells. Don't see no lights of flashing, plays by sense of smell. Always gets a replay. Never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid
sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the body table king, but I just handed my pinball crown to him.
Disciples leading him, and he just does the rest. He's not crazy, clever fingers, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid
sure plays a mean pinball.
Pinball Wizard by The Who. And the stars just keep on coming. We have with us now on the line New York City broadcast legend, worldwide broadcast legend, and host of WOR's Memory Lane, Mr. Joe Franklin.
Is you, Glenn?
This is me, Joe.
Well, Glenn, congratulations. I'll tell you that... I think we share, we'll certainly rapidly share something. We're both going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the host of the world's longest-running TV talk show.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
Yeah, 43 years, 25,800 episodes of the Joe Franklin Show, 500,000 interviews, 500,000, and now we're side by side. I think what you're doing now is going to put you alongside Abraham Lincoln and George Washington in the history books. Certainly a noble endeavor. I'm really proud of you.
I look forward to being in the same book as you and with our friend Uncle Floyd, who is also in the Guinness Book for longest consecutive piano playing. I think he played for 24 hours.
Uncle Floyd. He was one of my role models when I was a kid. When I was a high school student about 3 or 4 years ago, I aspired to be like Uncle Floyd, you know. And if we're all in the same book, that's a testimony, that's a tribute. And I think what you're doing, I'm proud of you. I know you're getting good press. I read about it, and I know that there's people who are going to try to copy this. But it's an ordeal, is it not?
It's an ordeal, but it's going very smoothly at this point.
I'm so proud of you, Glenn. That's great.
I'm, when I called you the other day and you told me that you were proud of me when we spoke off air, that is one of the things that inspires me to continue on in my effort to break the record, because it's men like you, legends like you in broadcasting, that inspire me. And to hear you say something like that means a lot to me. It means the world to me, Joe Franklin.
Well, I'll second that emotion, Glenn, because when I talk to people about people who broke into show business on my program, I mentioned my proteges, you know, the people who got their first exposure on Joe Franklin shows, Barbara Streisand, Bill Cosby, Bruce Springsteen, Eddie Murphy, a hundred more, Al Pacino, Dustin Hoffman. I say that in the Golden Dozen is a young man named Glenn Jones, and the fact that you... I might have been one of your role models, one of your mentors as when you were a little kid, when you wanted to aspire for this business, right?
Absolutely. You were and continue to be one of my role models.
And when I drop into your little segments once a year at the big record convention, it's heartwarming for me to see the reaction you get when you come on that stage and you open up the radio show. The audience goes, I mean, it's shrieking, standing, mad ovation for Glenn Jones and his partner, and... you can be proud of what you've done in a short time, and what you're doing here today, without being facetious, without being, you know, sarcastic. I think it's a great, great thing, and you're inspiring young people to do good things and not stand on street corners and make aggravation, you know.
I appreciate that sentiment, Joe, and I'm going to make it, and you know I'm going to make it, don't you?
Glenn, I know it. I'll be following your progress, and I appreciate this little insert into your marathon, and... Let's come on my show toward the end. I know you'll be making all the rounds, and you got to be the man of the hour, but try and squeeze me in for a little rundown on the Joe Franklin show.
Absolutely. I would love to be a part of that. And you and I also share another thing. We are both archived in the Museum of Television and Radio, and we are archived together on the same tape from when we did the Museum of Television and Radio show together.
That's right, the seminar.
And this show will be archived in the museum if we... break the record, I am told, and we're going to break the record, so we will be archived once together again in the annals of history.
Glenn, be well. The main ingredient is good health, and I know you got the stamina, you got the energy, you got a lot of people out there rooting for you, a lot of people who love you and love your radio work, and let's be in touch for a long... We'll be like the old days of Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, but you go on my show, I go on your show, and we keep the flame alive, right, kid?
We can be the new Rat Pack, you and I.
I'm ready. I'm standing by.
And we were going to do lunch soon. We spoke about that recently, and I'm as soon as I wake up, the first thing I'm going to do is make an appointment with you to have lunch together.
Well, not to get commercial, but you know where, don't you? Where we know we're going to have it.
Absolutely, Joe Franklin's Memory Lane.
Packed. Last night, it was so crowded last night. Even the waiters couldn't get in last night. So work up a good appetite, because you deserve a good meal when it's all over. We'll have a spectacular get-together and always be good pals. Right, kid?
Absolutely.
I'm proud of you, Mr. Jones.
I love you, Joe Franklin.
We love you very much, too.
Thank you very much.
Goodwill.
Bye-bye. Godspeed, Glenn Jones. Dan Ingram, Joe Franklin, X-Ray Burns, three of the greatest radio personalities you're ever going to hear all together here in the next couple of hours. Off to a flying start in this particular hour, in hour 50. Hour 51. Correct? Yes. Is that correct, Glenn? Yes, it's correct, Glenn. I have to Q&A myself in order to be able to talk to myself. Maybe I'll do an interview with myself in the middle of the night. I've been taking phone calls in the middle of the night, and that's been a fun way for me to spend the night. You know, something like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, give out the phone number and all the lines ring up. Chris Scott, my radio mentor, checked in just last night, and that was a thrill for me to hear from him as well. So there's just what can I say? This is possibly this is certainly the greatest thing I've ever done. And probably will be the greatest thing I ever do. So Jonesy's having a good time. And I should have told Joe about how he's mentioned in this next particular song. This is Two Tub Man by The Dictators. The rally has begun in the parking lot. Come on down.
Smoke it. Woo! Cook it out, baby, daddy! I just come back from Minneapolis, where I just beat Vern Gagne and Dick the Bruiser, daddy. They know it. You can bring on Haystack Balloon, Eric Bloom. I don't care who you bring here, daddy. Rainbow Strongbow. They're all going under the thunder of Manitoba.
want to screw at screw. Man.
I
never graduated from high school.
Two Tub Man by the Dictators. Jonesy here. The rally has begun in the parking lot on York Street, and it looks like a nice little crowd is forming. There's a keg of beer down there, and it's all yours for the drinking. So come on down and join the rally. Eyewitness News will be here, and maybe you'll get to be on TV. Like Jonesy was, right? We're attempting to break the Guinness Book of the Guinness Book World Record for continuous DJ broadcasting. We will break the Guinness record for continuous DJ broadcasting. There are certain rules that we must follow. I had an interesting thought yesterday. This is my regular time slot, and X-Ray and I normally host the show here together. Between the hours of noon and 3 Eastern Standard Time for you people in Okinawa. And I thought to myself, with all these people listening rabidly throughout the weekend, that there were going to be people that were going to tune into the station at 12 noon today or sometime afternoon and expecting the Glenn Jones radio program featuring X-Ray Burns, and they would hear a reasonable facsimile of it, and they would have no clue of what was going on, and that I have been on the air since Friday at 9 a.m. And I kind of thought that was a goof. I thought that was funny. And I bet there is somebody out there that tunes in. I bet there are people out there that tune in today expecting to hear the show, and they hear my voice, and they assume it's the regular show, and they have no idea what's going on. They have no idea that we were in the midst of shattering the world record for continuous broadcasting. And that's what we're doing here today. This is Survivor, the Eye of the Tiger. We'll be right back. Jonesy here. It would seem the rally has begun. Would it not? That was Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. And role reversal. Mr. X-Ray Burns is going to be providing me with the music until further notice, until he runs out. And these are X-Ray selections for this particular broadcast from here on in until X-Ray either falls down or is ready to go. I shall continue to DJ, as my witnesses will attest to, and my video camera can see, and people can see on the web. You can watch us. The website's been updated, www.wfmu.org/Jones. You can log into the video camera and watch us go crazy here on the crazy train. X-Ray's first selection is this particular song. This is Wham-O, A Real Gone Guy.
Hey. Yeah.
Don't worry about me, cause maybe I'm steamrolling past the borders of your own personal good taste zone, but I've had it up to here with all the whiny, pedantic paranoids spreading fear through any outlet possible, like so much regurgitated spam across the collective saltine of the American consciousness. Media, forget it. Don't expect to hear an unbiased truth anywhere. On the news, your favorite Ricky, Sally, Danny, Geraldo, Jenny, Bozo, Gumby, and Pokey talk show, or especially talk radio. I say fill all their mouths in with cement, cause I know about radio. Hell, I was fired from a so-called alternative station for playing an Ice-T song. You know what the title was? Freedom of speech, for Pete's sake. So don't worry about me while you're cruising around in your Miata listening to Top 40 or that awful new wave mix of oldies licks that gets passed off as country nowadays. I'm fine. I'll be sitting at home listening to my massive record collection. That's right, vinyl. Walls of it. No highfalutin laser beam driven CD players for me. I still stick needles in my music. Right in the groove, baby. Just like a visit to the dentist. Painful and vibrating. And it doesn't matter if it's Patsy Cline or Black Sabbath. I worship every scratch and pop like Charles Whitman cleaning his gun. So don't worry about me. Just drive by and wave while I throw my TV off the roof in full milk and cheese splendor. Cause since Bob Ross died, there's nothing to watch anymore. You ever wonder why Bob Ross, Jerry Garcia, and Mickey Mantle all died right in a row? Well, I don't worry about it too much, except when I can't sleep, which is all the time. So don't worry about me, cause there are no more home run heroes. There are no more 30-minute guitar solos. There are no more happy trees and fluffy little clouds. So don't worry about me. I'll be pushing my shopping cart of misery down the sidewalk of your conscience. And you can step right around me like a fly-covered piece of dog poop without even offering the meager spare change of your apathy. So don't worry about me. I'll turn it hot, white hot, whiter than Michael Jackson as all the blood rushes to my feet. And I stand with 13 items in my hands in the 12 items or less aisle. Cause I'm a rebel. I'm a lone wolf, baby. I'm a real gone guy with a six-pack and a frozen pizza. And I'm just looking for love. You want to dance?
Jonesy, that is Wham-O, A Real Gone Guy, as selected by X-Ray, who will be making these selections during this shift from here on in. And the rally has begun. I haven't really wandered over the window yet. I was going to borrow my mom's wheelchair. I was going to call X-Ray this morning and ask him to pick it up, because it would be great photo ops to be wheeling myself around the studio, and it would help, too. It would really be cool to wheel myself around the studio. So, when I went to see Raw or SmackDown, there's one thing that they do there that we're going to try here. We've got some cameras facing the crowd there out in the yard, and we are going to request that everybody hold their signs up right now so we can get a shot of it. Everybody out there, hold your signs up and scream for us, please.
A lot of children.
The rally has begun. It's only 20 of one. Here is X-Ray's second selection. This is Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle. Jonesy, Welcome to the jungle.
Have you zeroing the counter since starting?
No.
Guns N' Roses. X-Rays Selections. We are playing X-Rays Selections right now. This here is Third Eye Blind and Semi-Charmed Kind of Life.
On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's not it, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no, and I won't run for my life. She's got the thoughts now locked down in a smile, but nothing is alright, alright. Me through this life, baby, I want something else. Not listening when you say
Jonesy. That was a Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. We are playing X-Ray Burns' selections here today. X-Ray is providing the music for us. And now we have Queen, Tie Your Mother Down. Jonesy!
Ah!
Yeah! Tie Your Mother Down by Queen. Tie Your Mother Down. Jonesy! The rally has begun. They're out there in full force, and they do have their signs. Come down, bring your signs. A rally. There's a keg of beer down there on York Street outside the WFMU studios, in the back of the WFMU studios in the parking lot. We are having a rally to show your support, a party, if you will, and we encourage you all to bring your signs. This is White Zombie. I'm your boogeyman. White Zombie, I'm your boogeyman. Jonesy! We are honored to have a special guest here today, a broadcast personality.
Yes?
Host, one of the hosts of a one of the best afternoon radio shows, one of the best radio shows in the tri-state area, Mr. X-Ray Burns. X-Ray, welcome to the show.
I am glad to be with you here, Jones, on this monumental occurrence. I wish you nothing but the best, and I have every confidence that you will, in fact, achieve the breaking of the Guinness Book of World Records.
I appreciate that, Burns. At this point, there is no question
There's
in my
no
mind.
Question.
There is absolutely no question.
No question.
We might go
baby.
Until Thursday.
Right? Is the Pope this, Catholic, Jonesy?
This is no problem whatsoever.
There's a bear crap in the woods, man. Come on. Jonesy's going for the gold.
It will be done. And I appreciate your being with us here today.
Who loves you, man?
You do, Mr. X-Ray Burns.
That's why I stayed away, you notice.
And so do they, the people out there.
That's why I stayed away, because I love you. And I know I would just exacerbate the situation if you had to stand there and look at my ugly mole
did you
for
have,
73 hours.
Did you have any idea that the event, the whole entire media event, not only the rally that's going on outside as we speak,
right?
But the entire media event surrounding this Guinness event, this Guinness stunt, if you would achieve these heights?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Jones, first of all, you have achieved a great deal of notoriety on your own as a broadcaster in this greater New York City metropolitan area.
I happen to have one of the best partners in broadcasting
that
any man could ever ask for.
Right, your fist. And secondly, I had no doubt, because, Jones, it's just about time. I mean, attention must be paid. In the words of the great Willie Loman, Jones, attention must be paid. And if you're not going to pay attention to broadcasting, what the hell are you going to pay attention to? And you're the only one who's doing live remotes. You're doing avant-garde, if I may use that frog term, avant-garde
yes,
broadcasting.
Yes, you may.
And you're doing real radio, baby, like they used to do in the old days, in the 60s and 70s, baby, and even in the 50s, Jones. And nobody does that crap anymore. And God bless you, man, and everything you do here. The station is great. The station, I can't believe, being as how most of everybody here at the station hates our guts, they all swarmed around you out of sheer love and respect.
That is not true, I've discovered.
Well,
everybody at the station apparently loves us.
Previously, they despised us.
But, I don't know if that ever was true.
But they came out, and they volunteered, and this is a whole freaking operation you got set up. Take a look at what you got set up here, Jones. It's freaking pagan idolatry, man.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
You see what's going on out in the parking lot?
I've seen it, and I'll take a closer look later on. I would like to ask you a couple of formal questions.
Certainly, since this is a formal interview, please feel free.
Mr. Burns, how did you sleep last night?
Oh, man, I got myself, like, the $3,500, like, king size posturepedic spine sculptor mattress. I went to bed with a belly full of short ribs off the bone and muscles from Dish in Passaic Park, New Jersey, and I slept very well. And I had you on the radio.
Did you keep me on the radio?
I yes,
understand
I did.
That you like to listen to the radio throughout the night and you keep the radio on.
Well, you do realize I'm working on the Guinness Book of World Records for longest withdrawal from talk radio. Because I must admit, I've been listening to the show since you started, but I tuned out once for Bob Grant, once for Tom Martino, the troubleshooter, and I had to hear Religion on the Line this morning, Jones, because no one's more devout than me.
Did you hear our interview with Congressman Bob Franks?
No, and I missed that. And I support Bob Franks for the next governor of the great state of New Jersey.
If you tune out at any given moment during this spectacular broadcast, you never know what you're going to miss. Did you hear our interview with Gene Simmons?
Yes, I did. I did, Jones. And let me tell you something right now. You must be ignorant, because it says right there in that pack of cigarettes that you are ignorant, baby. You are one ignorant SOB, motherfucker. Cocker Spaniel.
Are you not a smoker?
Oh, I'm dying, baby. I'm gone already. So, I don't drink the hard booze. I drink the beer, but I smoke myself to death every day.
So you too are ignorant?
Oh, of course.
You say?
Of course. I'm more ignorant than you, baby.
The throngs of listeners have forwarded us a series of questions. These questions come from the listeners.
Okay. You hit me,
for
baby.
Mr. X-Ray Burns, what world record would you like to break?
I would like to break the world's record for continuous amount of daily nap time, because I used to take naps every day with my dogs, and if you have dogs, you got to nap.
So you like to sleep?
I would like to have like 34 and a half years consecutive days with a nap, but the rules might prohibit that.
What vinyl record would you like to break?
What vinyl record would I like to break, as in destroy?
That's what the question says, the question supplied to by our humble listeners.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse, really?
Yes.
That surprises me.
Harvest something or other. What was that?
Harvest Moon, that
yes.
One, or the Harvest?
Harvest Moon, I believe.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, heard worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. Many people ask me how you got your nickname. What's the real story behind that?
The real story behind the nickname X-Ray Burns is my friend Michael McDonough, who I attended Albright College in Reading, Pennsylvania with. Had named me Burns because I had giant Elvis sideburns, but they were more like pubic hair, actually, because I tried to grow them in thick, but they came out like pubic hair. They weren't quite as they are today. It's like now, except now it's gray.
I see.
Mike McDonough named me that, and then he developed the pseudonym X period Ray Burns, because in Hudson County you have a lot of X period Rays.
I understand. If Michael McDonough, I believe, lived in Jersey City at one point, if he still does, he probably can hear this broadcast wherever he is from the sound out in the parking lot.
I love that cat, but he thinks I ripped him off on a bag.
Well, that's for you two to work out. Why do you refer to yourself as the world's most dangerous jerk-off and the world's biggest scumbag?
No, I never referred to myself as the world's biggest scumbag.
I've never heard that either,
yes.
But it says that right here.
I am the world's most dangerous jerk-off because I am unpredictable and oftentimes inconsiderate of others, although I do not mean to be. I have a golden heart, Jones, but it's encased in like at least two or three layers of black burnt ash.
What do you like to do for laughs, Mr. X-Ray Burns?
X-Ray Burns, for laughs, likes to blast the Insane Clown Posse in his basement and stomp around in his underwear and his Docksiders, so I don't step on the broken glass in my basement, and wave my arms around and look at all my cool Insane Clown Posse stuff and send horrific emails to the government of the People's Republic of China.
What is a perfect day like for you?
A perfect day for me is when I get up and I have no appointments and I can sit down stairs on the computer, examine various websites, rub one out before Judge Mills Lane comes on at 1:30, get a sub sandwich from Stosh's, go to Tejan's, get my wife's beer, go to Sunset Deli and get my newspapers, and then I come home and my lovely wife is there to scrape up what's left of me.
Sir, may you never have to pay for your Stosh's, Subway sandwiches, or your beer, or your newspapers again.
They're not listening anywhere except Sunset Deli, and I get everything there for free already.
Correction, Mr. Burns, they are listening everywhere.
At Tejan's and Stosh's, they're not listening. Because Stosh's is closed. Tejan's, the retarded
you
guy,
get your beer
listening.
Shipped from Okinawa. And I guarantee you they'll take care of it.
Hey, anybody wants to send X-Ray some free Weiss beer? Jones got a whole pile of beautiful crap here. Where's my Weiss beer? Well, it's not my thing, but if you know, Jones don't like the Weiss beer, so why don't you send the Weiss beer to Jones and he'll give it to me.
Mr. Burns, thank you for joining us. I'll ask you to come back during
the course
of this particular program.
I appreciate the opportunity, Jones, to stand here in a moment of history, Jones. And if the IBJ and its Commonwealth should survive 1,000 years... surely men will look back and say, this was Jones's finest hour, Jones, because I believe in you.
Thank you very kindly, Mr. Burns.
Hello, executive washroom. Oh, come on down. We're here making plans.
Gotta stop that man. I've gotta stop that man. Cold, or he'll stop me. Big deal, big rocket. Thinks he has the world in his pocket. Gotta stop, gotta stop. Gotta stop that man.
Oh, look at him standing there, staring at himself in the mirror.
Now there you are. Yes, there's that face. That face that somehow I trust. It may embarrass you to hear me say it, but say it I must. Say it I must. You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and that grin of impetuous youth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's the bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Ow, ow. I believe in you. I believe in you. And when my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart. I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet with the slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Gotta stop that man. Gotta stop that man. For he'll stop me. Big wheel, big beaver, boiling hot with blood on his fever. Gotta stop, gotta stop, gotta stop that man.
Oh, I believe in you.
Don't let him be such a hero.
I believe in you.
You.
That would be Robert Morse, I Believe in You. This here is Mel Torme and George Shearing. This is the Army, Mr. Jones.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You've had your breakfast in bed before,
but you ain't gonna have it there no more. This is the army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to do your floor, but she ain't gonna do your floor no more. So do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in a band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she ain't gonna worry you no more. Shadow to that, don't need it. Battle to the don't do that. Battle to the don't do that. Shadow to the don't need it. To the don't need it. To the don't do that. Shadow to the don't do that. Shadow to the don't do that. Shadow to the don't need it. To the don't do that. This is the army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before. You ain't gonna have it there no more. This is the army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to do your floor. She ain't gonna do your floor no more. So do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in the band. This is the army, this is the army, and we are proud of our might. Mr. Jones, Mr. Green, Mr. Brown, Mr. Smith, Mr. White, 1999.
I say, Jonesy. That was Mel Torme and George Shearing, track 12. This is the Army, Mr. Jones. Here we have Jonesy.
You can walk over and address the crowd.
Oh yeah. Okay. They're walking me over to address the crowd now. You're listening to the Glenn Jones radio program, The Stunt Heard Round the World. And look at what we have out here. We have a rally going on out in the parking lot. To all my friends, tip one for me. Raise a glass for me, would you please? Down here, Paul. Look at that. Now that's a photo op if I ever saw one. How y'all doing down there? Are we all having a good time? Where are all your friends? Jonesy. Continuing our stunt. What hour are we in now? I'm beginning to lose track. Let's see, 4 plus 48, 52 hours and 15 minutes of broadcasting. We've been on the air for 52 hours and 15 minutes, and we're going all the way. We might be slurring a little bit, but that's all right, man. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Yes, sir, freedom. My heroes have always been cowboys. This is Kid Rock, Cowboy.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Come on down to the rally.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake press. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block, but with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the moose. Then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars. Get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam. Find Motown, tell them fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rock, and I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
west coast chillin' with the moon.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I use my feet from a mile away.
I bet you'll hear my whistle blowing when my train rolls in. It goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. No one to call me a
cowboy, baby.
Kid Rock and Cowboy here in our blah blah blah.
Yeah, but
here is Entrance, Staying Alive. There is a rally in the parking lot here at the station in support of this Guinness World Record breaking attempt. So come on down. It's on York Street in Jersey City. The station is on Montgomery Street. It's just a couple of blocks from the Exchange Station on the PATH train. So come on down. I'm slurring my words, but I'm having a good time. I have a good time, huh? Here's Entrance, Staying Alive. That's me.
Get real with the people on the dance floor. On the track, conclusion rampage. Ricky Rick on point with the knock, I stop for my lift. Debbie rolling the mad joints. So put your hands in the air, cause there's a party over here. So grab yourself a beer. I'm with you, get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so. I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mask girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA?
Trance, Staying Alive, here, and the hits just keep on coming. Jonesy here, on your radio, until death do us part. Down in the parking lot, there's a rally going on. Station-sponsored rally in support of this here show heard round the world, this effort to break the world record. Down in the parking lot with the crowd is Mr. Ken Friedman. Ken, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Jones. And Ken, I'm standing here with a listener holding a sign that says testicles.com has come out for Jones. What's your name?
Hefe.
Hefe is here. Hefe, I want to ask you, what's the longest you've ever stayed up?
About 53 hours.
And what were you doing those 53 hours?
Working on testicle.com website.
And all that work has paid off. You've made a beautiful sign. And Glenn Jones, back to you. The Guinness rules stipulate that I cannot speak to anybody.
53 hours. This man's making me look bad. I might have to go 153.
Where are you at? Let's see. You were at 48 at 9. So you are at, what, 51 and 25?
Something like that. Yeah. I can't do math anymore.
I can't do
lost my ability to
you
do math on Friday.
I've lost the ability to do math, and I've been getting 3 hours of sleep a night, so I can't imagine how you're doing.
Mr. Friedman, is there anybody else out there?
Yeah, I'm here with Big Carlo, and as soon as I get my little counter up, Big Carlo, call screener of 7 Second Delay, who made his debut appearance several weeks ago when Andy Breckman and I just walked out and left the studio in charge of Big Carlo here. Big Carlo, what's the longest you've ever gone without sleep?
2 days, but I wasn't doing anything. Just laying there. Laying there in a bed doing nothing.
Laying there in a bed, your mind racing. What was it racing about?
It was racing about when am I going to fall asleep. See, unlike Jones, who's actually doing something, I was being lazy. I admit it.
I understand that your father, who owns Bacha Galoops, is naming a pizza after Glenn Jones if he makes the record, as if there was any doubt.
No, that's true. When he does it, my dad's going to name it after him and actually put it in the menu for good. It's a special honor that rarely is bestowed upon people.
And what's it going to be called, you know?
Probably like the Jonesy Special with a lot of stuff on it.
That's a perfect name, the Jonesy Special with a lot of stuff on it. Jones, back to you. My minute is up.
I'd like to know what would be on that particular pie.
Do we know what will be on the Jonesy Special with lots of stuff on it?
You know what? It's probably going to – I think it's going to be up to Jones.
Pork roll.
You know, we wanted to get Jones Taylor ham this morning, and I don't know. He said he was happy to not get Taylor ham this morning. It's a turning point in his life, I think.
I didn't eat nothing this morning. Didn't need no food this morning.
When did you have your first coffee?
I had my first coffee, me?
Yeah.
Glenn Jones had his first coffee something like at 8:30 this morning after after some 47 hours of broadcasting.
Jones, we're here with listener Andrew, who's been helping us out today. Andrew, what's the longest you've ever gone without sleep?
48 hours.
What were you doing those 48 hours?
I was in the Boston-New York AIDS ride, and I was during Hurricane Floyd, and the hurricane caused a lot of problems, and I had to coordinate driving 60-something trucks and everybody's bicycles. It was a real pain in the ass.
So you were actually taking care that everybody was okay.
Oh, yeah.
You were doing humanitarian service.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Jones is doing humanitarian service right here today. Not exactly the same kind, perhaps.
I was a miserable bastard. He's a king. He's doing a great job. He's smiling. He's happy. You know, I was miserable.
Jones, what's your next cut?
Trying to take a freaking nap up here.
What's your next cut?
My next cut is Guns N' Roses knocking on heaven's door, because we will be on the air till death do us part. And here is Guns N' Roses knocking on heaven's door.
We'll be right back.
cloud is coming down. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door. This is Elton John's I'm Gonna Be a Teenage Idol.
Supersonic came out the same. I'll be a team.
Jonesy, Elton John, I'm going to be a teenage idol. We have Ken Friedman in the parking lot where there's a rally going on as we speak. Mr. Friedman, can you hear me?
Jonesy, I'm down here. I've got to set my timer to make sure we don't abuse the Guinness rules. And Mike Horlack, step up here.
There's Michael Horlack out there. Hey.
Thanks for coming down to the rally, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
What's the longest you've ever stayed up?
I think 32 hours.
And what were you doing exactly?
I was working.
Doing what?
I was at the news factory with Jones, actually.
You were working with Jones. Was he up with you the whole time?
No, he was not. It was just me.
Have you been listening to his Guinness attempt?
I have been listening to the Guinness attempt, and I know that very shortly Glenn Jones will shatter the Guinness Book of World Records, and that means one of the favorite things of the Glenn Jones radio program is going to change.
Back to you, Glenn.
Going to shatter the world record is true.
Fusco. Where's Fusco? I saw him before.
That's certainly true. We are going to shatter the world record.
You're going to shatter it in less than 24 hours. 10:34 a.m. tomorrow morning is when you are going to shatter the current official Guinness record. We should also mention that 8 a.m. tomorrow, Jones is going to be on the Today Show with his new love, Katie Couric, once again. And then tomorrow morning at 10:34, as he breaks the record, he will be on live on CNN. And with us in the parking lot now is Eric. Eric, what's the longest you've stayed up?
I've been up for 26 hours one time.
Doing what?
We were staying up to waiting for the for brunch to open at school. Yeah, and then we had I'd been involved in a seance the night before, and it had scared the hell out of us.
So you had been practicing black magic on an empty stomach, and you were waiting for the kitchen to open up?
In a nutshell, yes.
That sounds like what Jones is up to this weekend.
And that's all you could stay up when he had black magic on his side?
And Steve, step up here. Steve Dorio, who helped us out with the video documentation.
Stone Cold Steve Dorio actually carrying a You Gotta Believe sign, and he is a diehard, well, he was a diehard Yankee fan before he gave up on baseball.
Steve, thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Glenn, you're looking better than you did on Friday night. You're going to do it, baby. All the way.
I'm definitely going to do it.
Can we get a chant going here? IBJ! 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 IBJ!
IBJ! IBJ! IBJ! IBJ!
And Glenn, there's a beautiful black velvet portrait of you looking out on the rally here. People should come down. There's still some beer in the keg. We're on the parking lot. Be next to the post office parking lot on York Street here in Jersey City. Glenn, what's your next cut?
Jonesy, on your radio, my next cut is from Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party, no way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far, and I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I shake. little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my cat. For pussy. For pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Jonesy!
Yeah!
With us once again, Mr. X-Ray Burns. X-Ray.
How are you?
I'm doing swell.
How are you?
Thank you for coming on down today.
Hey, who loves you, baby?
We have a series of emails of questions to ask Mr. Burns. The listeners want to know. The listeners all want to know. What's your least favorite chore, X-Ray?
My least favorite chore, Jones, I would have to say, is... providing for my wife and family.
That's a good answer.
It's a hassle, man. You have no idea how much of a hassle it is. You have no wife and family, but you provide for yourself, and you must admit that's a hassle.
Yes, it is a hassle, but it actually makes you feel like an adult.
I'm not an adult, man. I'm sick in the nug bone.
Respond to these three words. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Talented, goofy songwriter, talented dude.
Here's a little listener from Newark, New Jersey. What was your favorite cartoon when you were a kid?
Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Coyote and the Roadrunner,
because
huh?
Because the Roadrunner was so goddamn smart, Jones.
The Roadrunner was cool.
He knocked the crap out of the coyote every week.
You didn't like the Bugs Bunny?
I liked the Bugs Bunny, but not my favorite.
Bugs Bunny is
I like Super Chicken.
Super Chicken. I'm not familiar with him.
Yes,
tell me about Super Chicken.
We talked about Super Chicken. Remember, Super Chicken hung out with a lion who had a turtleneck sweater with a big F on it because his name was Fred.
What makes you proud to be an American?
The fact that we are blessed by the Lord above with the greatest document known to mankind, a living document, the Constitution of the United States of America, makes me proud to be an American, and the liberties we enjoy here on WFMU especially.
Do you have a flag flying out in front of your house right now?
We tried to attach a flag mount. I used to have a flag outside my house, but my house now is so cheap, there is no place to screw in the flag post.
So the answer is no.
There's barely a place to screw in the bedroom.
Well, what have you done to remember our war dead?
What have I done? I have prayed. I pray every night, Jones, and I prayed for the war dead, and I gave a buck to some stumpy dude, man, who came over. He had a stump, and he could hardly hold the can. I gave him a buck. I never give more than a quarter to people who solicit me in my car, and I gave the veteran a buck because he was in the war.
Here's one. What would you have done if you were at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941?
If there was a machine gun or something close like that, I would have fought back. If I had nothing, if I was like on a can and they were shooting at me, I would have scrambled under the bed like a fiddler crib.
What was the battle cry of the Japanese when they planned to attack?
Banzai, which means victory in Shinto.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. We'll be talking to you again later. Listeners are encouraged to send their questions to jones@wfmu.org.
Memorial Day, man. Remember the veterans, Jones. And everybody got Jones love today, but remember the veterans, baby, because they made Jones possible.
I shall try, but it's hard for me to remember anything these days.
No, the people. Remember the veterans. And you're doing good. You look tall. Your nipples are erect. I see that there. You have Negroes on your shirt?
Yes, I do. I have Negroes on my back. Will Smith. I've got Negroes in my CD player. Will Smith, track 3, Getting Jiggy With It.
Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a rider, bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. I just bite it, just for the look, I don't light it. Little way to hammer, you on the hand, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, mama, come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prison, it's your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. But yes, yes, sure, and you don't stop in the winter order.
Summertime.
I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's black enough? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like kitten. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Jonesy, it's Will Smith there, getting jiggy with it, and this is the Style Council, my ever-changing moods.
millions and pay for food. Another zero.
Style Council, my ever-changing moods, and my mood just changed again when we got called up by a Vancouver, British Columbia station who interviewed us live on the air as that song played, and I guess you can't throw to Ken because Ken's right in front of me. Ken! Jonesy, on your radio. The way it ought to be. And we're closing in on another top of the hour. Ken, how long have we went? I can't do math anymore.
53 hours heading into hour 54.
Neither can you. So I think we've reached hour 54 then, just about. This is Sugar Ray, Fly.
Well, it is. All nice and decent, slip of the crew. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. When me, I tell the man, she have me intoxicated. When I love high, man, like a genie, when I call with a fly. Some men say a virgin, tell me a big R.E. with the first strikes. And the water come me, I tell the world.
Yeah.
Jonesy. It's Sugar Ray, Fly. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. www.wfmu.org/Jones on the newly updated site. It's updated almost constantly. And we are now being simulcast on CKOB in British Columbia. This show is now being simulcast in Canada. Welcome our new members of the IBJ, the IBJ North Northern Chapter. The CBS network is also running spots on us on their hourly newscast, and I guess that means that they think we're going to do it. Katie thought I was going to do it. Katie Carrick thought I was going to do it, or she wouldn't have had me on the show. Why would she have me on the show if she didn't think I could do it? I don't know. They refer to me on CBS Radio as DJ Jones. This is just like special delivery, man. DJ Jones. And the hits just keep on coming. Here is Sublime doing Time. Jonesy. Glenn Jones radio program with the biggest clock of them all on it. And that was Sublime doing time. In the parking lot here today, we have a rally going on. The IBJ has a rally going on. And we have Mr. Ken Friedman down there in the parking lot.
Hello, Jonesy. We are down here at the IBJ rally commemorating your Guinness. You're successful. You're soon to be successful.
It's quite a rally going on down there. I tell them I love the signs.
And we are here. He loves the signs. Can everybody hold up their signs? Everybody who's got a sign,
baby,
and wave it around. There's a sign by world-famous artist Mike Diana for testicle.com. And Glenn, we're here with listener Joanne and 2.5-year-old Trevor. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Trevor.
Say hello.
You're on the radio. Trevor's 2.5 years old. Joanne, that means that you went through labor 2.5 years ago.
Yes, I did.
How long were you awake during labor 2.5 years ago?
About 24 hours. Intense.
And what were you doing during labor?
Nothing. Sucking on ice chips.
Jones, you have ice chips?
No, I don't have any ice chips.
Good for you. Back to you, Mr. Jones.
It would seem to me that a lot of these people have stayed up almost damn near as long as I have.
Well, you're at 53 hours. I don't know. Was there anybody we spoke to who's exceeded 53
there was
hours?
The one fellow who worked on the web was pretty close to that,
if not
equal to it. But I guess I'm going to have to surpass him right now.
Yeah, but you're going to hit the 73-hour, 34-minute mark tomorrow morning at 10:34 a.m. That's when you officially break the record.
That's when I break the record. Who else do we have out there?
We're here with listener Robin, who comes down and volunteers once a week at FMU. Hi, Robin.
Hey there. Hey, Jones. You can do it.
Hello.
Keep going.
Thank you.
And, Robin, you work in the media. What's the longest you've ever pulled without sleep?
Actually, the longest I ever stayed up was when I was in college. I was writing a paper about Malcolm X. I was up for about 30 hours.
Did you start to hallucinate?
I was getting kind of woozy. I didn't hallucinate, though.
Jones, have you hallucinated yet?
No, I haven't, as far as I know, unless everything I think is here isn't.
Excellent. And we're now here with listener Phil Catalano. And, Phil, you've videotaped many of the great FMU moments. You were also the fabled chaperone to the Trogs during the Trogs' incredibly long set 2 record fairs ago. How does this event compare with the other major FMU events you've documented?
Oh, this is by far the best. I mean, I've actually got the video of Jonesy setting his hand on fire during the last marathon. As exciting as that was, it's hard to top this. You got to be out here in the parking lot. It's great.
Describe what happened 2 years ago when Jones set his hand on fire.
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I was just stuffing envelopes for you guys, and then all of a sudden I picked up my video camera, and poof, his hand went up in flames, and I ran in, and he was kind of putting out the boils and stuff.
Okay, Jones, back to you.
Yes, I remember it well, setting myself on fire. What a foolish thing to have done when all I had to do was stay up a few days, and I could get much more attention than having set myself on fire. But I guess I was setting the groundwork. Anybody else out there, Ken?
Yeah, we have Lee, who gave you your extremely rejuvenating massage yesterday. Hi, Lee.
Hello. How are you?
How do you think Jones is holding up? You're a professional masseuse?
I heard his voice a few different times this morning, and right now he seems to be doing the best.
It's okay for him to ebb and flow, though. He goes through these low ebbs, and and then he comes out of them. That's okay, right?
That's only natural.
Well, it's not a show, it's a stunt, so the way I look at it is if I stumble onto the microphone a lot and there's a lot of dead air and I say the name of the song, so be it.
Yesterday, Lee and I were talking about strategy. You've been getting a lot of advice for how to stay up, and we appreciate all the advice that people have been emailing in. Yesterday, Lee and I were talking about stuff. Lee, what were some of the things that you recommended to me yesterday?
Well, besides maybe doing the exercise bike, maybe once an hour, 2 minutes max, we thought. But then we decided to start maybe 30 seconds and work up to the 2 minutes.
You know,
you gave us one of the magic potions for his sponge bath this morning. What was in that?
It was just Brooklyn water with orange essential oil.
He loved it.
I know. I heard.
Thank you, Lee. Back to you, Jones.
You know, they tried to get me onto that bicycle about an hour ago, and I was a raving lunatic. I was fighting them tooth and nail over that one.
But you did it.
I did it. I did what I was told, because I'm a good boy, right, Ken?
You are.
Goodbye. I'm going to break the goddamn record tomorrow. And everybody's going to see it. Everybody's off work, so you got to get up early. And not only do you listen to it, but you watch it. You can watch what's going on in the studio. You can crash the system, probably.
No, Real Networks is making unlimited video streams available to
you. Unlimited video, that's great. So anybody can just log on to www.wfmu.org/Jones and watch us in the studio at any given time. How about anybody else, Ken?
No, that's it for now.
All right, maybe we'll see if we can extend. Can we possibly get this this camera on the internet? Can we get it over to the window at
Absolutely.
Some point? And we can have everyone hold up their signs, and everybody at home can see what's going on here.
Great idea. What's your next track?
Oh, my next track is a really good one, provided by the fabulous collection of X-Ray Burns. Here now, live on the radio, as I am, is this recorded piece of music by Steely Dan called FM. How appropriate, wouldn't you say? Jonesy, on your radio, from here to eternity, till death do us part. It's going to be a stone gas. Stay tuned, come on down.
It's party time. The girl.
Jonesy! It's Steely Dan FM. Jonesy up here, you down there. You know, what if somebody threw a party for you and you couldn't come? Right? Everybody, I hope everyone's having a great time out there. And we will party together soon, I know that. June 10th, X-Ray and I will be at the Loop Lounge with the Flesh Tones and the Swinging Neckbreakers. We'll be live, and we'll have our victory celebration then on Sunday, June 10th, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. So everybody can, we can hoist a glass or two there together. Unless, of course, I exit this place and decide that I have been clean for a week and I'm not gonna do any more drugs because I felt so good. I'm not gonna drink. I'm not gonna do nothing. I just can't take vitamins. They make me feel so good. Your body is a temple. You know that, don't you? This is Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby. Well, did you ever? Did you?
This clan, you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What frills, what frocks,
what broads,
what furs, what rocks.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquisite, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the rain. That's what I was gonna say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack. Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time?
Grab a line. Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland.
La 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 la
la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la.
We sing,
we sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old Camembert. Like Baba.
Don't take that kind of crooning, chum. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
To your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party, swell elegant, elegant party, this is.
Jonesy. The Glenn Jones radio program with the biggest clock of them all. Hey, everybody. I hope everyone's having fun out there. I love the signs, and I think that's great. It's like having your own Raw. And we brought the sun out here today. How about them apples? Here is Zero Mostel in Comedy Tonight.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications, nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive, something repulsive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something frenetic,
something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtain. Something erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises.
Cunning disguises.
Hundreds of actors out of sorts.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Courtesans and eunuchs.
Funerals and chases.
Baritones and basses.
Conjurers.
Philanderers.
Cupidity.
Timidity. Mistakes.
Hey.
Lines, lines.
Tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers. No royal guest. No Trojan horse.
And the happy ending, of course. Goodness and badness.
would be Zero Mostel Comedy Tonight. Jonesy here on your radio. And we have the big-ass rally going on in the alley here behind the radio station. And we got the webcam on you guys out there right now. The webcam is on you so everybody can see you worldwide and see the kind of support that we have here. I want everybody to hold up their signs. Scott, raise your hand.
Down.
More. And if everybody could go over near Scott.
Go near Scott.
Who's raising his hand. Everybody with a sign.
Big hands.
We can get you all on the web. I love that one, that IBJ with the Jonesy there. The big one that's sticking up in the air with the green IBJ and my image on it. Yeah. I'd love to see that one on the web.
Yeah. Science. Computers. Science!
Glenn Jones radio program with the biggest clock of all.
What's the web address?
www.wfmu.org/Jones for the whole damn world to see.
Yes!
Some hero New York engineer put Jonesy on the network wire for the whole damn world to hear. And they might get me out eventually, but until then, you'll see how good the radio can be. You think I'm a young man? I still can't hear you! Jonesy wants to hear you! Top of the world, Jones! Jones, radio hero. Amazing Jonesy. Let's go, Jonesy.
Let's go, Jonesy. Let's go, Jonesy. Let's go, Jonesy. Let's go, Jonesy.
Woo! And now, one of my favorite bands and yours, here is Hocus Pocus by the Insane Clown Posse.
Serial slaughter and strangulars, circular juggling, juggler.
they got hot and beat us down in a Neo parking lot. Tall chest, jump steady, and then the Mac tagged ICP by the train tracks. And it was on the dawn of a new day. Magical carpet scripting down the freeway. I walked in a gypsy's tent with a food stamp and walked out with a magical lamp. Yeah, I met Malenko, he gave me three wishes. That night, I felt three cents. It's this big, you can throw with it, forget it. I'll rip your face off and wipe my sweat it. When the genie says on with the show, it's hocus pocus, don't got straight. Malenko,
climb aboard our magic train and join us in song.
Hocus pocus, jump us high, come to the spin of a
carnival. City to village, hamlet to town, the show must go on.
Hocus pocus, jump us high, come to the spin of a carnival.
Clouds of darkness, and underneath them comes the crowd.
Hocus pocus, jump us high, come to the spin of a carnival.
It is Hocus Pocus by the Insane Clown Posse. Just can't get enough of that Insane Clown Posse, you know me. Here is Let's Go All the Way by the Insane Clown Posse. Jonesy. That was Let's Go All the Way by the Insane Clown Posse. Once again, we are playing X-Ray Burns' selections during this particular shift. And one more by the Insane Clown Posse. This one's called F the World. I thought it was all about love.
me. Roast you. Roast your mom. Roast your mom's mama. Roast the Beastie Boys and the Dalai Lama. Roast the rainforest. Roast a Forrest Gump. You probably like it in the rump. Roast the shoe pump. Roast the rear deal and roast all the fakes. Roast all 52 states. Ooh, it's roast you. Roast you.
The Glenn Jones radio program with the biggest clock of all. Featuring X-Ray Burns, of course. As always, who else would it feature? Oh, my friends, how are you? Thank you for coming out this afternoon. You know I'm going to break this damn record, don't you? Look up here. Look up at Jonesy. Jonesy's going to break the damn record. On the second floor, I see you all looking up on the third floor. I got gifts for you if you come a little closer. You got to come a little closer because I can't step out from beyond this point. I am a prisoner in here, but I got stuff to throw out at you.
It's Catch It and You Keep It with Glenn Jones.
Okay.
The timeless radio fun game.
Are you ready?
Catch it and you keep it.
You see this? I wrote something in this. This is a collection of cards, trading cards, and I actually wrote something in here, so it'll be really valuable tomorrow. You ready? Catch this.
The crowd is clamoring over each other.
Right. This is going to be like the Who in Cincinnati, baby. You ready? Check this out. Jonesy's got gifts for you. Here's a T-shirt. I don't have one of those guns. I got to get one of those guns so I can shoot the T-shirt at you. Look at that. That guy's cool. He's using his sign to try to catch the shirts. They came, they played, and they blocked the driveway because it was Jonesy Day. Catch this one. Don't let it hit you in the head.
There's a young IBJ fan by the keg, Glenn.
Is the keg empty?
Probably.
There you go.
There's a young... We could do a relay. You could
get
toss-
prizes. I'll toss it to you, Ken.
No.
I got magnets. You ready? Stick that on your fridge. Right? It's like feeding freaking birds. Look at me. Look at me, man. Did you see Katie Couric? She has her eye on me. She wants me. She knows I got to do it. Look at Ken. Look at this. I got that old T-shirt for you. God, there's a T-shirt for the dog. Hey, here, I wrote something on these trading cards. This has something that's valuable. It's going to be worth something tomorrow when I'm famous.
My eye! My eye!
Right? Catch that. Come on, Paulie. You can jump higher than that.
Beer coasters coming out.
We don't need any damn insurance. Beer coasters coming out. How many IBJ members want beer coasters?
A two CD set coming out.
Look at this. Huh?
Can you throw that?
Yay! Right? I'm like the freaking Cheap Trick, man. I'm like the guitarist from Cheap Trick. Rick freaking Nielsen up here. Look at me. Catch that.
Oh, this kid by the keg is making out.
There you go. All right, I think the same guy's catching everything. Oh, he almost got it with the sign there. Somebody spilled a beer. Now somebody's going to get hurt.
Throw the money. Throw the money.
All right, here comes the money. Jonesy, I got something for you. It's right here. Come up and get it sometime, huh? I'm going to be a wheel someday. I'm going to be somebody. Gifts for all my friends. Right? Somebody start getting the records out of the library. Friedman doesn't realize it, but we ran out of prizes hours ago.
Jonesy.
Yes.
Throw this.
It's actual money?
It's actual money. Throw that.
Actual money. You ready? Catch that. Like, nobody's going to go get the money?
You got to throw the money again.
Yeah, this is the most valuable thing of all, because this is your ticket to see Jonesy.
Somebody toss it. You're going to throw the money again.
Okay. Here's the money shot. Right here, I'll give you the money shot. There yes, there you go.
Oh, the kid gets the money.
The kid gets the money.
The kid's making out like a bandit.
Hey, look out below. Fire in the hole. Jonesy.
Jonesy, what's your next track?
What's my next track? Thank you, you sons of bitches. Show me your signs and scream. The Glenn Jones radio program with the biggest clock of all. Woo! Let me hear you scream! I can't hear you!
Getting paid on the way, 'cause it was your wife. some weed.
No sleep till Brooklyn, the Beastie Boys. Jonesy. Jonesy sings them all. He sings them. And here, now, our next selection, Bill Conte and the theme from Rocky, or Gonna Fly Now. Jonesy. That was Bill Conti. He's Gonna Fly Now. And the party goes on in the driveway. Are you guys staying till Tuesday? This is WFMU in East Orange, WXHD in Mount Hope, worldwide. Yes. Worldwide on the internet, www.wfmu.org/Jones. We have a camera in the room here, and the video is being streamed on the internet. You can check in and watch us at any time. We're in the final hours, as far as I'm concerned, or damn close to it. Not very far now. Glenn Jones is going to be somebody. Miss Hepburn's baby boy is going somewhere. You people don't go anywhere out there. I need you to stay there. Let me hear you scream. I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. Jonesy on your radio. You getting used to it by now? How do you like having Jonesy on your radio all the time? This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the internet. And we now have reached 3 o'clock. We are now at the 54-hour mark. And we just keep on coming.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Mr. Bill Kelly is going to be handing me the records for the next couple of hours. And I will be playing his selection. I am, of course, the DJ. I will be operating the controls, as my witnesses can attest to, and you can see on the video cam as well as on the internet. Mr. Kelly's first choice I have for you, this particular record, the Multicolored Shades Teen Sex Transfusion.
A bad situation. transfusion. Doctor, doctor, the same illusion. Give me a chance, sex transfusion.